Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Caulfield. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball towards right. Steinbach catches it and throws to first to double up Tucker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Chapman reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar fires to second and picks off Trotsky for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Handley strikes out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Caulfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Caulfield reaches second base with a double. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Caulfield scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards third. Wells settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. McQuinn steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to third for the out. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Majeski moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Fernandez now catching. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez fires to second and picks off Steinbach for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Derry now playing left field. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fowler moves to second. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry takes first base on ball 4. Fowler moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Fowler. Steinbach moves to third. Derry moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Derry moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Jordan pinch hits for Whitey Platt. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Caulfield. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Caulfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy right pinch hits for Leo Wells. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Caulfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.